Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, Uplifting, and Positive News for a More Progressive Society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. That's how are you doing, JP?
I am homeworking.
Ha ha.
But besides that, I'm good and cold. How are you, Tim?
I'm doing well, man. I'm trying to thunder up, but we're not doing very well.
Yeah. We're down 7 now? Let's just not talk about the Thunder game.
All right, man. So what you got for us today, man?
We got that positive news. That's what we do every Monday and Wednesday. Today is Wednesday, so that's what we're bringing.
Absolutely.
We have, like, I think 12 positive news stories to make your week, make your day a little bit better. If you want to support the Positive Truth, you can follow us on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook, on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, all of that. It's in the description. It's absolutely wonderful. Like, share, and subscribe. Leave us a 5-star review. If you've been listening for a while, we got some big things on the way. Improvement in sound quality on the Monday, Wednesday episodes. Eventually, whenever the semester ends, JoJo's going to show me how to do that. And more importantly, we have something really special that's going to be going out on the social medias constantly. Once the new year comes around, we don't want to spoil it yet. We're still getting better. We're just a bunch of brown people trying to make the world a better place.
I don't mean to lie. I just caught me off guard. I didn't think you were going to call us brown people.
I mean, it's the truth, right?
No, it is. I mean, yeah, for sure. It just caught me off guard. Continue, my friend.
Oh, we're good. We're writing the positive news stories. You have 4, Tim?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I have like 7.5. So the first one I want to talk about is the half one. So you know the Houston Texans won the World Series, right?
Right.
So did you see the hat thing? I think it's the Houston Astros. Thing. My bad. Houston Astros. Please don't kill me.
Wait, what did you say?
I said Houston Texans.
Oh, wow. I was thinking of the Astros the whole entire time. Wow. That totally blew by my head. But yeah, no, what hat thing are you talking about, though?
All right. So you know they had the parade?
Yeah.
So, and they're in the parade. It was a parking garage. And, like, people were, like, lined up in the parking garage to watch the parade. And the person's hat fell, like, down, like, all the way to the bottom from, like, 4 stories up.
From, and like, a parking garage or something?
Yes. It was like 4 or 5 stories up, and they passed the hat back up, like tossed it back up to the top.
Yo, and they caught it on each floor and just kept throwing it up?
Yeah, so they threw it up the first floor, the first person caught it on the second floor, and everyone cheered. Went on to the third floor, person caught it, everyone cheered. Went up to the fourth floor, like right below the person with the hat, everyone cheered. They threw it and missed, and it dropped down to the second floor, and someone reached out and caught it. Then they threw it back up again, got it up to the fourth floor, missed again, but a person on the fourth floor caught it, threw it up, and got it to its rightful person.
That's legit, man. There's a video, right?
Oh, yeah, I got the video. Hold up. I can text it to you.
Legit.
But if you haven't seen this, you have to check this out. It's not really a positive news story. It's just a very positive video.
That's a dope hat, man. It gives me hope. If I ever drop my hat, we have an idea there, guys.
I'm not a hat person, man.
Oh, man, my hairline's scooting back, so I'm definitely a hat person now.
Speaking of that, Tim, do you want to make your announcement today, or do you want to keep waiting?
Yes, man. Dude, I am having a baby for everybody out there listening. Edna is pregnant.
And that's the most positive news story we have today, people.
Absolutely, man. I'm excited. I get to be a dad. I get to sit on my couch in my underwear and eat cereal with my kid.
Congratulations, Tim.
Tú sabes. Thank you, sir.
I like how we didn't even plan that out before the podcast started. I saw your Instagram post, and I figured you were okay with talking about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I figured it would be today anyway, so it's all good, man.
So, yeah, that's... That's super positive. That's the way to start the podcast.
Absolutely. Positive news story number one. What else do you got for us, JP?
So, have you ever heard... Let me see if I can find it. Okay, so at the Minneapolis St. Paul International Airport, they're doing these basically flights to nowhere. Now, that might sound terrifying.
Yeah, it kind of did. Sounded like a horror movie, but it's all good.
So what happens is kids with special needs, kids with autism, they don't do good on airplanes for lots of reasons. For one, flying on an airplane isn't exactly comfortable. It's not exactly normal. And there's a lot of reasons to be scared of flying, even if the fatality rate and the crash rate is extremely low. So what they're doing in the Minneapolis St. Paul International Airport is they're doing these flights to nowhere where they bring on all these autistic kids with these sensory needs and they let them get comfortable traveling in airplanes. And they go on like little flights and they just land. They don't go anywhere, but they get them all sectioned up, get them ready to go. They do exactly like a real plane would do, except they wait until all the kids calm down. And they do these like once a month. Just so, like, kids with autism, they don't freak out their first time on a plane. And it's been quite successful. Usually what happens after, like, one or two flights to nowhere, the kids with autism can get on the plane and not completely freak out and travel with everyone else.
I mean, that's pretty amazing. That's, like, a super unique story.
It's also something if you don't know anyone with autism, like, personally... You would never even think about this being a problem.
Absolutely. Man. That's an amazing story. I'm glad you shared that, man.
What you got, Tim?
Well, I'll start off with this one. So in Vermont, a bunch of kids were hanging out at this park. It's the winter time, and they see these scarves, like, hanging, and it has, like, a sign hang from it. It's, like, hanging from a rail. And the sign says... I am not lost. I was handmade for you. If you are cold, please take it if needed. And it's as simple as that. They're left all over this park in Vermont, right? Like, she makes hundreds of them every day. She leaves out a few and hopes somebody picks them up. She has no other reason why, nothing spectacular happened or anything like that. She just decided, you know what, I wanted to make these scarves. I do it as a hobby, so I might as well give it to people that are in need. She just hopes people that actually need them get them. And I thought it was a pretty cool story. It's like super positive. Doing something positive for nothing in return is how it should be.
So she just puts them in parks?
Yeah, she just puts them in parks in Vermont near her house.
That's awesome, man. Especially since it's ice cold in Oklahoma now.
Man, out of nowhere, too.
Like, it was 80 degrees on Saturday. Today it's like 40. Like, what?
Yeah, man, it was like 39 degrees over here. I was like, what is going on?
So, yeah, the cold is definitely a problem. That is one of the nicest things you can do. Super positive. I'm guessing they all disappear?
The scarves?
Yeah.
Oh, I guarantee they do. It's Vermont, man. Their winter is way worse than our winter.
Yeah, for sure. What's her name?
I have no clue.
Does she even have a name?
They didn't even give us a name. Just a woman. She wants to be anonymous.
See, that's how you know she's doing it out the kindness of her heart. She doesn't want any publicity.
Absolutely.
Well, since it's cold in Vermont, I'm going to warm your heart with this next positive news story. See what I did there, Tim?
I did, man. I see what you did there. They're getting better.
You got the actual child all the way. I have your dad jokes all the way.
Haha, bars. Let's get it.
So, do you know anyone with cerebral palsy?
Yes, I do, sir.
So, you how do you know them? Explain, like, difficulties they have.
Well, his name is Omero. He actually listens to the podcast every now and then. He is my wife's cousin. Hang out with him every now and then, which cerebral palsy pretty much is for him. I know there's different types of cerebral palsy, and for him, his He has basically issues using his arms and his legs. He doesn't have full function of his muscles, basically. It's really hard for him to use his hands. He actually has to use a walker when he does walk, and it's very, very tough for him, for sure.
So it's basically impossible to play sports, right?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much, yeah. So it's impossible.
Okay, so in Virginia, in Atlee High School, they had a kid, he had cerebral palsy, and he always enjoyed football, so he could never actually play. But on senior night, they gave him a pad, like, they put a uniform on him, like, hey, man, we're going to let you play. And at the end of the game, they gave him two runs. So the first run, he kind of tripped, stumbled, they got a loss of yards. The next one, he ran all the way for a touchdown. The guys on the other team didn't even tackle him, and they let him go all the way for a touchdown. He went, like, 80 yards.
Oh, that's amazing, man.
Oh, and I got a video, Tim.
Oh, that is what's up. It's going to be on our Facebook page, right?
You know it. Probably in like 20 minutes the second we finish this.
Absolutely, man. That's what's up. I can't wait to see that for sure.
So if you want to see a heartwarming video, go to the Positive Truth Podcast on Facebook.com and check that out.
Word, word. Well, man, I'm going to go ahead and head over to Ireland, right? Because, so there's these vandals. They hit up this like store, spray painted it, knocked some plants over and some flowers and stuff.
What and the plants and flowers do, man?
Exactly, man. Like, who does stuff like this? It caught me off guard. So basically, Thomas Kearney, the owner of Kearney's Interior, posted security cameras footage of his store's Facebook page asking if anyone could identify this young man. So this young man basically is watched on the camera. He's running by, sees these plants and flowers on the floor, and he decides to pick it up, clean it up a little bit, put it together, and then he goes off beyond about his business, right? So it got shared on Facebook by this guy because he said it was just an amazing deed, you know, something super positive. And they found the guy. The guy was like, yo, I was just going to the ATM, and I saw the plants on the flower, and I was like, yo, I'll just clean this up real quick and go about my business. He didn't think anything of it, and he thinks that it's really wild that everybody thinks he's a hero. But the owner of the store says, you can't make it up. You see this man running and then stopping once he sees the mess and starts cleaning it all up. It's absolutely fantastic. The positive moment beat the vandals' negative moment by a country mile. And I think that is the most amazing thing ever right there.
I'm trying to silently clap in the background.
I hear you, man. I'm like silently snapping right now, too.
But that's amazing. I love that. Just like every little bit helps.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot more people picking up the plant in today's world than there are people tearing down, vandalizing the store.
Yep, and the people that are vandalizing don't know what to do.
Speaking of people like helping out, so you remember a few months ago we did the homeless episode?
Yes, sir.
So in Nashville, they had a walk for the homeless to raise money, and their goal was $10,000, right? You want to know how much money they raised?
How much?
Well, for one, it was a walk, and about 900 people showed up, and their goal was $10,000, and they raised over $130,000 for the homeless.
Wow.
So you want to talk about picking up and cleaning up plants? There you go. It all went to Safe Haven, which works with 80 families and 200 children annually to provide shelter and housing. This year, it placed 40 families into permanent housing, and their goal was $10,000. But they did so much positive for the community that 900 people came out and ended up donating $130,000.
That is amazing, man.
Picking up plants, man. We're picking up the mess.
That's what's up, man. You just got to set a goal. You never know what's going to happen out there, people. Gosh, that's amazing.
So, yeah, that's what we're trying to be like.
Exactly. It'll happen one day, man. We're going to keep doing the positive things we're doing, and it'll work out eventually.
Absolutely. Well, what you got, Tim?
Man, I have a pretty cool one. So I came across this article about – the article is called GE Converts Frightening MRI and CT Scanners into Interactive Adventure at Children's Hospitals. So I was like, okay, and there's this pretty cool picture of an MRI machine. And basically what happened was these guys decided to turn the MRI machines into something less scary, because basically, a long story short, he was a doctor and he saw a young patient coming into the MRI room to get scanned. He saw the family in the hallway, and as they got closer, he saw the little girl was getting scared, more scared, and started crying. And as closer she got, she started to grab on closer to her parents. Like, and her dad told the little girl, "Hey, it's okay. It's time for you to be brave." And the doctor just didn't understand what was going on. So then he finally looked at the MRI room through the little girl's eyes for the first time, and he realized that it was just scary. It looked like a crime scene almost to him. So he teamed up with, I really wish I could find the company right now. I'll find it in 1 second. But he teamed up with another group, with another guy basically, and they decided to turn the MRI rooms into like just amazing adventure rooms. Like there's one that has, it looks like it's in a park in New York City. Another one has like this Winnie the Pooh theme. Another one's like a pirate ship. I mean, it looks amazing. I definitely know if I was a kid and I had to go get tested because I was sick or whatever the case may be, I wouldn't be scared to go into this room. I would actually be pretty excited. I'm going to share this video on Facebook. There is a pretty short video that you guys can check out and some pictures to our The Positive Truth podcast on Facebook. So check it out there, guys. Tú sabes. Man, I stuttered a lot throughout that story.
I just want to say, I pulled up the positive news story too. Can I go in one of these rooms? Because hospitals are terrifying. Just, you know,
throwing absolutely that out
there. And yeah, it's like pictures of parks and all this. And it looks a lot more fun than just a typical MRI room. This is just a great idea, by the way.
Yeah, I don't understand. Well, I guess I do understand why they haven't thought about it before. But like, yo, this is going to catch on in every children's hospital in America. It has to. It's just too good of an idea.
It's also really simple and not right? expensive, and it kind of like, it shows you how often we look through things through our perspective, how little we look at things through other people's perspective sometimes.
Right.
And yeah, like, MRIs are terrifying regardless, and any little bit you can do to help is always good. So I love this idea. It's amazing because it's a simple way to help out that everyone can do.
Yes, sir.
It's kind of like whenever you say, like, just say nice things to people and the whole world's a better place. This is how simple this idea is.
Agreed. 100%, man.
Okay, well, you like dog stories, right, Tim?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever heard of the Territorio de Zag... Okay. I practiced before I came on, and it did not work out. I really did practice.
No, man, it's all good.
So it's I can't pronounce it. I tried. I swung and missed bad. But it's a no-kill dog shelter in Costa Rica. And basically 970 dogs live there. But what's different about it is it's an outdoor shelter. And it's basically a section of land that only dogs live on, and they come and feed them every day. If you want to like adopt a pet, you go on the land, and they're all really nice. They come up and pet you, and you can just take one home. But yeah, I think it's honestly, it's just a lot of happy dog pictures, and I just wanted to talk about it, if you want me to be honest.
Yeah, I'm all about dog pictures, so I'm cool with your honesty right now.
So yeah, it's like this section of land with just hundreds of dogs running across fields. If you think that's heaven, if you're a dog lover, that's pretty much exactly what it looks like. Green fields and lots of dogs. And they're all just, they come and feed them. They all have daily runs with the people that run the shelter. No one goes on there and messes with them. I just think it's cool.
Man, that is amazing. That is amazing for sure. Michelle, I know you're listening. Make sure you go check that out because I know you're going to love that. She loves dogs like 10 times more than I do, man.
It's on National Geographic, the photography section. Welcome to the Land of Stray Dogs if you want to Google it.
Nice.
The random things I read. The Twitter links that send me to another Twitter links that sends me to random photos of dogs in Costa Rica.
Man, that's...
That's how you know you can know him, Tim.
That's a wicked turn there, man. What else do you have for us, though, man? I know you got a couple more.
So I have a couple of sciences really cool with the positive truth.
Nice, nice.
So everyone remembers the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge.
Yes, sir. They put ice on your head, all over your head.
Nah, man, that was when you dumped the buckets of ice.
Yeah, you poured that bucket of ice on, well, I guess on somebody else's head.
Yes.
I remember OSU's campus, they had like, I think they like tried to break the world record and get their whole entire campus to do it.
Yeah, I'll just donate. I'm not trying to get any cold water on me.
I hear you.
Well, basically, in Israel, there's a startup. It's in a central town of Petra Tikva. You know, swinging and missing all these names. Anyway, they received a clinical trial that had a $16 million grant, right?
Yeah.
It's specialized in stem cell therapy. And so far, it's been like, in the clinical trials, it's had very, 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 very positive effects. What they showed was, this is their words, we showed a very strong improvement when we compare pre-treatment to post-treatment. And it, not only was there a slowdown of the disease or a halt, but in certain instances, there was a reversal of it, which is unheard of in ALS. And if we replicate it in a third trial, we might have been able to find a cure.
That's what's up. Science is cool right there, for sure.
So, yeah. We're on the third clinical trial of a possible breakthrough to helping stop ALS.
Man, that would just change the game right there.
That would make a lot of people's lives better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, you said that you had a couple scientist cool stories.
So, again, this is me reading all kinds of random things and leading to somewhere else. So I was on this UK website called Work, and it's basically a science website. And I saw cancer cells destroyed with dinosaur extinction metal, and I had to click on it. Because that's what I do with my free time. So basically, the asteroid that hit the Earth had this sort of metal in it. It's like a compound-based iridium that kills cancer cells by filling them with deadly versions of oxygen when activated by laser light without harming healthy tissue. How they practiced that and how they figured that out, I do not know.
Yeah, I was about to ask,
So let's just repeat this. It's a compound base called iridium, which I probably mispronounced because we're from Oklahoma and we can't pronounce anything.
Right.
And it kills cancer cells by filling them with deadly versions of oxygen that's activated with laser light that doesn't hurt the healthy tissue. I don't know how they practice it, but it's from the metal from the asteroid that killed the dinosaurs. So yeah, that happened. There's a whole lot of sciencey words in this. Like a whole lot of sciencey words. It's an interview. I don't want to say all the big sciencey words, but it bolds the stuff that's important. And it says iridium is the world's second densest metal. And yeah, it's basically silicone and oxygen. And they've been practicing and doing stuff with it. And now they feel like it can kill cancer cells. And they're just like, they need to figure out how to optimize that. But I just think it's cool. So I wanted to talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, that is cool. It sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie, but...
We got computers in our pockets, man. We're living in the sci-fi movie.
Yeah. I'm really thinking about it, and I'm just like, yo, they have like this, I'm gonna call it kryptonite right now because it's like some space metal. We're just like using it to cure cancer now out of nowhere. It's just, man, 2017.
It's not curing cancer, it's killing the cancer cells, which technically is curing cancer. Shut up, JP.
I mean, it's just, man, I just don't know. It's just wild to me.
To be fair, I don't know either. I just read the article and was like, I should talk about this because this seems wild to me too.
Man. Well, I have like one more story. What about you?
I got one more too.
All right. Well, I decided to change my story up at the last second because the last one I didn't like as much as I like this one. So you go ahead and tell yours and I will finish with mine.
Okay. So mine might offend people, but I mean, we're very progressive people here at the Positive Truth. And we like the betterment of all people.
Absolutely, of all people. It doesn't matter.
So, Election Day was on Tuesday, except in Oklahoma, which is weird. So everyone go vote. If you're in Oklahoma, go vote next Tuesday. So trans woman, Danica Rome, just defeated anti-LGBTQ candidate Bob Marshall in Virginia, becoming the first openly transgender state legislator in America. Bob Marshall was the guy who wrote the anti-transgender bathroom bill, and he just lost the election to a trans woman. I think that's cool. We should keep moving. That way we don't offend everybody.
I mean, yeah, we definitely should keep moving, but I think it's pretty cool. I mean, to be honest, I think it's actually kind of funny. I don't know. Like, not everybody's going to laugh or doesn't. We all don't have to agree. It's America. We have the right to disagree. But it's kind of funny to me. It's just, it's like, ha! You know what I mean? Like, ha! But yeah, let's definitely keep it moving, man. Well, my last story is actually kind of, it's definitely a positive story to me, so I'm definitely going to share it. It's about a 9-year-old named Jacob Thompson. Jacob Thompson was diagnosed with stage 4 high-risk neuroblastoma in February of 2014, when he was just 5 years old. So a few weeks ago, doctors delivered unfortunate news to the Thompson family that Jacob would not be leaving the hospital and he only has about 5 months to live. So since Jacob loves Christmas, his family decided to fast forward Christmas to give Jacob one last celebration. His room was going to be decorated with trees, with a tree and lights and fake snow and Santa Claus. And basically, like any 9-year-old boy, he wants presents and cards from his family and his friends. But one thing that I thought was pretty cool, he also wants cards from anyone who feels inspired to reach out. So basically his parents, you know, he got some cards on Halloween and his parents posted it on Facebook. If anybody, you know, wanted to send some cards or anything, here's our address. And within a couple of days, he received over 100 cards from people all over the world. So that being said, they left their address if anybody out there. So I wanted to share the address if anybody out there wants to send Jacob Thompson a card, a Christmas card, just to wish him a Merry Christmas. The address, I will share to Facebook, but I'm also going to say it on here because I know not everybody has a Facebook or gets on Facebook like, you know, us good old millennials, JP.
We don't say the M word on this podcast.
Just testing it. But for sure, Jacob Thompson address is, what is it? CO Maine Medical Center, 22 Bromhall Street, Portland, 04102.
You might have to do that again.
Yo, I was like, what am I reading right now? Yeah, the zip code again is 04102. Again, I'll share it on Facebook. It's a real positive thing you guys can do for this kid. And I mean, there's some pictures on Facebook I'm definitely going to share as well. So you guys check it out there at the Positive Truth Podcast.
I like how you didn't even spell the name on the address.
Yeah, man. Jacob Thompson.
Dude, I was meant like the street name and stuff.
Oh, Bromhall? Man, that's just too much to spell. There's a whole lot of letters in these. No, I'm just kidding.
It's
a main medical center.
It'll be on the Facebook.
Bromhall Street, Bramhall. And we know how to spell street now. I hope so.
Hey, man, I'm the worst speller ever, so I just, yep. I need all the spelling help possible.
Yeah, I agree, man. I mean, autocorrect is my friend.
I can't pronounce anything, and I can't spell anything. That's why I'm doing math homework.
Well, you handle that, Mr. Engineer.
Not yet, Tim. One day.
But if I keep calling you it, he'll eventually just be one day. Same thing, Tim. Same thing.
I mean, I like it. I don't even have a clever response for that. Do you have a quote?
Yeah, man. I'm actually going to use a quote from the story that, one of the positive news stories I said earlier. You couldn't make it up. You can see the man running and then stopping once he's seen the mess and he starts cleaning it all up. It's absolutely fantastic. The positive moment beat the Vandals' negative moment by a country mile.
Absolutely, man. So the point of this podcast is to show you there are a lot more people cleaning up than there are people breaking down. And hopefully this podcast is helping you realize that. Hopefully it's helped uplift your day. Go be a part of the cleanup today. Go say something nice to someone. Send Jacob Thompson a nice little Merry Christmas card. And we'll be back on Friday with a wonderful interview with Jasmine Hooks.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're out.
Deuces. Stay positive, guys.